Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right. Well, I was trying to play something here and it's not working for some odd reason. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but it was the sound yesterday of the TV news announcing that Sam Page is not seeking re-election, and he promises that instead of having to play politics, he'll be able to focus on his job a little more than he currently does. I guess that means he'll show up to a few more meetings. I don't know. He's like absent all the time. Maybe it's because he's meeting with his lawyers for the criminal charges that he's currently facing. That could be it, but that's speculation on my part. I tell you what, let's get to our friend, Councilman. I almost put you in Congress, Dennis Hancock. How are you?
I'm not sure that's a compliment, Mark.
Sorry. Councilman Dennis Hancock joining us, who is, of course, also a candidate for county executive next year. So did you see this coming?
You know, I told somebody several weeks ago that I thought he would probably resign. I didn't see this aspect of him just staying in office and being a lame duck for a year. I think that somebody asked me yesterday if I thought that it was going to improve things between him and the council, and I just think there's been too much water under that bridge to heal that relationship. And, you know, we're going to be looking at him as somebody who has no power anymore. So he can come and do what he wants to do, but the council right now is pretty much in charge.
Wow, lame duck status, is that what you're saying?
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought of it that way. I guess he's he probably doesn't look at it that way. But, I mean, the budget mess we're in, he kind of owns that, doesn't he?
Well, he does. And you know, I think that when you look at, you know, what we were handed was an $81 million budget hole. We got it down to about roughly $30 million. And so I think, you know, we did a pretty good job of reducing the deficit without a tax increase.
Right.
And, you know, with a minimal amount coming out of the NFL settlement, which none of us were happy about. I think we would have all preferred to take the deficit down to zero. But we also recognize that to do that in one budget cycle was probably just not feasible.
Well, Dennis, clearly over the past 7 years, in my opinion, and I think the opinion of a lot of others, what Page has given us is a roadmap of how not to lead county government. So tell us what you would do differently as county executive than what we've lived through the past 7 years.
Well, I think, first of all, I have a track record that I can point to. And so when people are asked, well, what are you going to do? I have evidence that can back it up because I've done it. When I was a mayor for 12 years, every year we balanced our budget. Every year we provided exceptional service to our residents. And I think that, and then when Chrysler went away and we faced a 15% budget cut, we were able to do that without even discussing any sort of tax increase or anything like that. So that's what I would do differently, is bring that calm experience to the county executive's office and face problems that I've already solved in the past, albeit on a bigger scale. But, it's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah. And how about like some of the COVID era decisions? I mean, he was all about, I don't know if he credited to his experience as a physician. He was all about just handing over your right to go to the store to the county medical director and telling you, you got to sit in a tent outside of a restaurant because that's different than sitting inside of the restaurant. I mean, some of the policies were just insane. He drove people out of St. Louis County over that.
Yeah, no, I think that, when we look back at that time and you look at the results that came out of that, when you compare us to, say, St. Charles County, where they didn't put any of those restrictions in place, the two counties side by side came out of it with almost the same rates of infection at that time. So all of those restrictions, shutting down businesses, shutting down churches, shutting down schools, had no impact on the rate of infection of COVID. It just simply caused havoc in the lives of ordinary St. Louis Countyans.
Yeah, well, I hope that's when we get down to a debate here at some point between you and whoever ends up being the Democrat nominee for county executive, I hope somebody somewhere asks that question. How would you have handled that differently? Because I can't imagine the Democrat is going to come out and not defend what Sam Page did. So I thank you for answering that honestly. I appreciate that.
No, I think that's a fair question to ask. Those are the types of things that a county executive is going to have to face, and you need somebody there who's lived through those types of and made those types of decisions and knows a way to get through that maze of difficult decisions and has done it before. When I look at the prospective Democrats, I don't see any of them that have that experience.
I've been reporting this morning on that proposed cell phone tower that would go in your district, right? It was the intersection of Sappington and Lindbergh. And I understand some residents have pushed back on that. I assume just aesthetically and concerns about that, right? Health-wise. Mm-hmm. What's the latest with that? Because did I see you're pushing back on that, or what's the status?
Yeah, what we did on Tuesday was we referred that to our Public Improvements Committee, where we will have, and I'm a member of that committee, and what we'll do is we will have a hearing at some time in January on that proposal. We've committed to those residents that we will notify them in advance so that they can actually plan to come. And one of the options was to give it back to the Planning and Zoning Commission, where, people were notified after the fact. We had the hearing, I believe, was on the 8th of December. The postcards were sent out were postmarked the 5th, and most people didn't get them until the 9th or 10th. Well, that's given all of the consternation that we've gone through over the last few years about the inefficiencies in St. Louis County government and the lack of transparency, this just fits into that same pattern. And so we want the council is taking control of the situation. We're having our Public Improvements Committee hear it, and then we'll make a decision going forward as to whether or not we approve it or don't approve it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be an interesting year, and Dennis, we're going to be following you through this race, and of course, wish you the best of luck, my friend. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you having me on. Merry Christmas to you and Tim and all of your listeners.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Dennis Hancock there, county councilman and running for St. Louis County Executive against, we assume, whoever the Democratic nominee is. I know, I think Brian Williams is his name.
That sounds right.
I think that's it. Who's a state senator. I don't know him.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Glad to have him on and try to talk about some of these issues once we find out more details on the whole thing. All right, coming up, we've got our Guns and Hoses Queen of Hearts drawing. We'll tell you the winner in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.